K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports coming to you on a Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, July 13th, 2024. This little weekend break here, talking about and sticking with K-State profiles. I came up with a good idea a little bit, kind of not on purpose, but I figure, you know what? We got less than 2 months before football season. Let's just go do some little bit of player profiling here for K-State. As I'm speaking right now, the first one, Brennan Mott is up there now, wherever you get your podcasts, Pro Bunch of Podcasts, on the feed there. So look at that. So next, I'm going to talk a little bit here for a few minutes here about Marquis Siegel. Yep, Marquis Siegel, and there's been a lot of hype. For good reason. Because look, we've seen K-State since the inception, beginning of this podcast. Okay? Right? Since the beginning of this podcast, we have seen some really good DBs transferred. Well, I don't want to come across as a bad person, but no name, just regular dudes, just what K-State does, and they turn them into studs, right, in some shape or form, man. We'll get into this in the position breakdown as we move closer to the season. We're going to start it next week over on Podbean, Greer 380's podcast. Marquis Siegel, one of several transfers that just come over to K-State and made a huge impact. And I think he really settled in the second half of the year. I mean, yes. I mean, he, again, like all them DBs, had made some plays, but also gave up some big plays as well. So, and we're back on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer the third, apologize about that. But just to leave out what we're talking about, they made plays, these DBs, but also at the same time, they have given up some big ones, right? And this defense, kind of continuing the conversation from the Brennan Mott episode, this team is going to be, this defense is what I think it's going to be. You're going to have to show me something for sure. And look, the DB room, once again, loaded. Obviously, Jet Parrish there. Keaton Gardner settling down in the LT, in the other corner's position. Marquis Siegel becoming that leader, that vocal leader on that defense. This is what I've been hearing. And rightfully so. He was styling on Big 12 Media Days. He was one of four other cats, plus Chris Kleiman, attending Big 12 Media Days this past week over in Las Vegas, Nevada. He looked good. Yeah, I agree with, I don't know who mentioned it. I want to say John Kurtz over there at 3MA. I think he said it. But yeah, he looks styling in that lavender. So anyways, yeah, last year, Marquis Siegel real quick. Yeah, I had some notes on here, but I'm going to have to go to the backup, so apologize about that. But a year ago for K-State's first year out there in Manhattan, Kansas, 47 tackles, a pick, and 9 breakups a year ago for Siegel. Remember, Marquis Siegel came over from North Dakota State. I hope I'm right on that. I should know this by now. But he came over from North Dakota State. They are in sort of a... It made an impact right off the bat. We talked about him last summer on this podcast there as well. So yeah, I had other notes on here. Let me see if I can pull those up, because now my laptop wants to go silent a little bit. So let me see if I can pull those up. of course it's going to do that. Why not? But last year, though, he did receive, I will say he received all Big 12, honorable mention. Also, honorable mention in the coaches team, and honorable mention Big 12 defensive team there as well. So, Marquis Siegel definitely, yeah, he's got a I didn't picture him as a vocal guy, but this past week, listening to everybody and listening to all the media, get K-State media people who are much more tuned into the team, more inside the team than we are. We're just fans. We're just me and Alex Aiden, my co-host for the podcast, over for the postcast this year, like we've had. Well, he's been on here, but due to switching up a little bit, he'll be on there this year with the postcast of football. Every football game this year. pardon the interruption. Yeah, Alex Aiden, my co-host, he'll be on with me throughout the football season, obviously, breaking down every K-State football game in 2024. So I want to mention that as well. Speaking of him, we are targeting to record twice this upcoming week. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And we hope to have a friend of the show back with us as well. So we'll see what happens. Yep, I was right on that. Yeah, North Dakota State Marquise Siegel. And now, like former head coach over there, Chris Kleiman. Now, of course, your current football coach here at Kansas State University. So I'm interested to see what happens this year. I wish I had those notes up there, but my laptop had something else due for that as well. But absolutely, yeah, for sure. As I'm going to go in a different direction here real quick. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gritter III here with you on this weekend. This will come out tomorrow. Yep, tomorrow at some point, just like the Brennan Mott episode today. So, yeah, I'm home, and Wi-Fi wants to be the Wi-Fi. So, I apologize about that. But, yeah, again, right, Marquise Siegel in the backfield. He's going to be back there with, again, and another name on this list. We have not mentioned him yet, but I'll get to that in a second. Right now, as I'm looking at I pulled up the depth chart. Thank you, laptop and Wi-Fi. Jack Fabris, at the time, right now, on July 13th, sitting in the other free safety spot. Actually, yeah, that's a new position there. So it's him. We know VJ Payne back. So yeah, haven't mentioned him since several months ago. And then another name that has really come to my attention, this Jordan Riley transferred as well. We'll have to look him up and get some notes on him. But yeah, it looks like this back end, this defense led by Marquise Siegel, of course, and guys, the familiar names still there, for the exception of Jack Fabris. Jack Fabris, I believe, was one of the recruits. On the Avery Johnson train as well. So, again, I can't make any comments until I see Fabris play on the field in person or on a TV screen or whatever that is as well. But, yeah, Marquise, he's going to be critical. A leader in that backfield, in the defensive backfield this year for K-State. K-State, the guys, I think they got to show up. They got to limit the big plays. You're playing against offenses, the Colorados, the Arizonas, the Oklahoma States, the KUs of the world, right? And you want to be that defense that's top of the league this year. K-State, yeah, they got some names this year that I underestimated. I didn't think we'd be back, but they're back there from across the board. First level, second level, and especially the back in the third level of that defense there as well. Marquise Siegel, he's going to be right in the middle of it. I thought he was going to be a good player anyway. It just took him a little bit more used to getting it from a different division until the big time division, if you will, the triple A of college football, whatever you want to call it, up to the major leagues, right? You're in the Division I college football now, and I think Marquise Siegel could play a huge impact on his defense. Yeah, you got some depth in the back end there. Again, I cannot wait to get more into this defensive backfield, obviously, but Colby McAllister played a lot last year. Wesley Fair, part of that recruiting class of Avery Johnson, Jack Fabris, of others. Jordan Riley, second team right now. And you have another transfer there in Tyler Nalome. That's the name I didn't see the last time I was on here. So, yeah, there's a lot of new faces there, obviously, but I think Marquise Siegel really came on last year, and especially I think one of his better games of the year last year came against Kansas there, where he came. Well, apparently he told a story over on the 3 Mile podcast that defense wasn't playing up to par, and then they tightened up a little bit. And after a little bit of halftime, gather defense up, say, look, we got to play better. And they did. So we'll see what happens. But Marquise Siegel, I'm sorry. I apologize. I do not, because of this weak Wi-Fi, don't have my rest of my notes here. But I think going forward to here in another month and a half, I think Marquise Siegel is going to be a huge factor on that K-State defense. Austin Moore, I mentioned him. Brennan Mott mentioned him in that. So look for him to make some big plays. That is a big group back there as well. So I'm looking forward to it, being a DB, wide receiver DB guy. When I was playing football, but I'm big into DBs, and Marquise Siegel, again, is K-State DBU. I'm not stepping no toes. LSU, Florida, and all that stuff. SEC, but I gotta tell you, the last several years, they knocked it out of the park. This coaching staff, recruiting staff, this transfer portal staff, whatever you want to call it, under head coach Chris Klieman, they have done an awesome job of recruiting, finding these, landmines, you will, and they come up to be big players. Julius Brents, Indianapolis. Let's see, Reggie Stubblefield, friend of the show. Yeah, we had him on a couple years ago on this very podcast. That should be on the EG. EG3 feed. That should be on the Pro Project Podcast. We've had him on. I think he was one of the first special guests on the Pro Project Podcast. Reggie Stubblefield, very good dude. There, let's see. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Not Echo Boydo. We already mentioned Julius Brents. Rush East. Yep, Rush East. Yeah, we're getting into the football spirit right now, baby. Let's go. But yeah, K-State DBU. I don't know. Not trying to step on any toes here, SEC opponents. But yeah, man. I mean, Marquise Siegel. He's had a full year to get acclimated to this level, and I think he's going to shine in that defensive backfield. And again, you want to be elite defense, you got to stop potent offense and shut them down. And they can do that and hand the ball over to Avery Johnson in the fourth quarter, late in the second half and fourth quarter. They can definitely keep their opponent's offense off the field. So I'm looking forward to Marquise Siegel, what he does as well. I definitely see him as the vocal leader of this K-State defense going into the 2024 campaign. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Be on the lookout for this player profile edition coming out tomorrow morning, just the same time as the Brennan Mott. That's up now, wherever you get your podcast. If you new to the podcast, welcome aboard to the show. If you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to this other Kansas State podcast, especially if you're a K-State fan living in the state of Missouri. Please do that as well. A lot more content to come. Countdown to football season is on. And, of course, countdown to fall camp for K-State football, not too far away. So I'm looking forward to that. But just listening to all of the interviews between the five guys, Mott, Siegel, Austin Moore, Johnson, Panzer, and of course the head coach Chris Klieman and your athletic director Gene Taylor, it's got me fired up for the season. So definitely your K-State fan, definitely make sure you add a Pro Project Podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts. There's of course 3 Mall, Go Power Cat, Ackieville Alley Cats. Make sure you add this one to the podcast as well. We are free and available pretty much daily whenever you have a chance to get Kansas State content. That's going to do it for right now on this weekend edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Stay hydrated, friends. It is hot in the Midwest. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, and the action is picking up in college football here with media days and all that. And coming soon here, fall camp for K-State in August. So we're definitely excited about that. But right now, that's going to wrap things up. Appreciate y'all. And don't forget about Podbean, a bonus channel Greer 3 Eddies podcast. You want more Wildcat coverage throughout the rest of the summer? And of course, we're going to be doing it right on in to the fall sports. That's where you need to go. Download the Poppy app and type in those letters and name and number, and you'll find the Pearl Project podcast along with my other podcast there as well. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. The Pearl Project podcast rolls on to a new week. Go Cats.